Gingerly, Dadaab slid one of his flat, four-toed feet through the sticky results of the Kigyar's fruit-fueled gorging until he struck something metallic. The small box that had attempted to converse with Minor Transgression's communication circuits. Finding the alien vessel had been pure luck. The Kigyar ship had just happened to be between jumps, conducting one of its scheduled scans for relics, when it detected a burst of radiation less than a cycle from its position. At first, the Kigyar's leader, a female ship's mistress named Churiar, had thought they might be under attack. But when they drew close to the vessel, even Dadaab could see it had simply suffered some sort of drive failure. Still, Churiar had wanted to make certain they were in no danger. Unleashing a full barrage with Minor Transgression's point lasers, she had fried the vessel's drive, then sent Jar aboard to silence the box, make sure it could no longer cry for help. Dadaab feared Jar would be too aggressive and ruin the one item of salvage that might help his promotion off the Kigyar ship. But he could never admit this to Churiar. He had known of many other Ungoy deacons who had met with unfortunate accidents for similar disloyal acts. Eventually, the ship mistress had given him permission to collect the box. Dadaab assumed because she, too, had realized the importance of the item to the Ministry of Conversion's work. She could have gone herself, of course, but as Dadaab watched the excrement slide off the box and onto his hands, he realized Churiar had probably sent him because she knew exactly what the box's collection would require. Holding his stinking prize at arm's length, the deacon retreated back down the passage. After evading another barrage from the Kigyar in the hold, he scampered through an umbilical back onto Minor Transgression. He hurried into the ship's methane suite, the only room constantly filled with the gas, and eagerly undid the chest buckles of his harness. As he backed into a triangular depression in one of the square room's walls, a hidden compressor sputtered and began to refill his tank. Dadaab slipped out of his harness and swung his oversized forearms across his chest. His jaw ached from his mask's tight seal, and he tore it off and flung it away. But before the mask hit the floor, it was intercepted by a lightning-fast, pearlescent swipe. Floating in the center of the suite was a Huragak, a creature with a stooped head and elongated snout held aloft by a collection of translucent pink sacs filled with a variety of gases. Four anterior limbs sprouted from its spine, tentacles to be exact, one of which held the Dobbs mask. The Huragak brought the mask close to a row of dark, round sensory nodes along its snout and gave it a thorough inspection. Then it flexed two of its tentacles in a quick, inquisitive gesture. Dadaab contorted the digits of one of his hardened hands so they matched the default arrangement of the Huragak's limbs, four fingertips facing straight out from the deacon's chest. "No damage, eye tired, wear." His fingers splayed and contracted, bent and overlapped as they formed each word's unique pose. The Huragak released a disappointed bleat from a sphincter-like valve in one of its sacs. The emission propelled it past Dadaab to the tank receptacle, where it hung the mask on a hook that protruded from the wall. "Did you find the device?" the Huragak asked, turning back to Dadaab. The deacon held up the box, and the Huragak's tentacles trembled with excitement. "May I touch what I can see?" "Touch, yes. Smell, no," Dadaab replied. But the Huragak either didn't mind the box's residual Kigyar stench, or it simply failed to get Dadaab's joke. It wrapped a tentacle around the alien plunder and eagerly lifted it to its snout. Dadaab flopped onto a cushioned pallet near the suite's freestanding food dispenser. He uncoiled a nipple connected to a spool of flexible tubing, put it in his mouth, and began to suck. Soon, an unappetizing but nutritious sludge surged down the tube and into his gullet. He watched the Huragak pour over the alien box, its sacs swelling and deflating in an expression of, what, impatience? It had taken the deacon most of the voyage to grasp the creature's sign language. He could only guess at the emotional subtleties of its bladder speak. Indeed, it had taken him many cycles just to learn the Huragak's name, Lighter Than Some. Dadaab knew the basics of Huragak reproduction, or rather, Huragak creation. The creatures manufactured their offspring out of readily available organic materials, with the same deft activity of their tentacles' cilia, which Lighter Than Some was using to bore a neat hole in the alien box. It was a truly fantastic process. But what Dadaab found most unusual was that the most difficult step for Horagok parents was to make their creations perfectly buoyant, to fill them with the exact right mix of gases. As a result, new Horagok would initially float or sink, and their parents would name them accordingly. Far too heavy, easy to adjust, lighter than some. Clamping the nipple in his teeth, Dadaab inhaled through his nose, swelling his lungs to capacity. The methane in the suite was no less stale than what he carried on his back, but it felt good to breathe unencumbered. As he watched Lighter Than Some insert his tentacle into the box and cautiously probe its interior, Dadaab was once again reminded of how much he appreciated the creature's company. There had been multiple Horagok on the training voyages he'd taken during his education at the Ministry Seminary, but they had kept to themselves and had been singularly focused on keeping their ships in good working order. Which is why Dadaab had been more than a little surprised when Lighter Than Some had first flexed its limbs in his direction, repeated a single pose over and over until the Ungoy realized it was attempting a simple hello. Suddenly, Lighter Than Some jerked its tentacle from the box, drew back as if shocked. The Horagok sacs swelled, and it began flailing its limbs in spastic discourse. Dadaab struggled to keep up. Intelligence! Coordinates! Undoubtedly the aliens! Even more than our own! Stop, Dadaab interrupted, spitting out the food nipple and jumping to his feet. Repeat. With visible effort, the Horagok forced its tentacles to curl more slowly. Dadaab watched with darting eyes. Eventually, he grasped Lighter Than Some's meaning. You certain? Yes, the shipmistress must be told. Minor Transgression was not a large ship, and in the same amount of time it took Dadaab to refit his tank, doing his best not to wrinkle his tunic, he and the Horagok were out of the suite and down Minor Transgression's single central passage to the bridge.